code 763. Doing what you love for ALZ.
And right now, in the call center, Terry Train.
She returned.
Terry Train is in the call center right now, and she would take your call. And also, Mac is back there.
Yep. And then, of course, the ladies who have been back there all day.
Yep.
I asked, I went back there and said, you guys haven't phoned? Oh, they're having a ball.
Well, but I went back there to grab a little Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving me one.
I want you to know something.
Part of
that was a total mistake.
Yeah, yeah. But I saved the dessert for you.
I just didn't see that one.
I got the brownie for you.
Oh, that was a good brownie.
So what do we want to talk about is we still have another hour and 7 minutes to go.
Yeah, we are running out of time.
And we... Do you have a new goal in mind?
Here's what we did. Jeff, this is all out of the mind of Jeff Jones. Because our goal for today was $100,000 to rocket past that goal, and we did.
Yeah.
And then we thought, let's set one of those BHAGs, okay? The hairy audacious goals. Hairy audacious goals.
Whoa.
And say, can we finish this day at 3 p.m. at $115,000? Now, that's not greedy because none of this comes to us.
Right. Yeah.
This is all about can we rally the cause and pour more help into the ministry and the work of the Alzheimer's Association. Yeah. But you know what that would mean? That would mean today alone we've raised $50,000.
So we're asking for another 15 grand.
Let's do a countdown. Where are we toward that goal? Do we know?
No, I'm going to have to get another updated tally again.
We are over 100,000, that's for sure. Okay.
We know that they have been taking donations so fast that they haven't been able to enter all of them into the donation page.
Let's bring on another guy that's one of my very favorites.
Dave Lee.
And he's been with us before. And so we want to say good afternoon to Dave Lee and tell you that you're going to be ganged up on by not only Jeff Jones and Chuck and John, but also Ron Shera and Dan Hertzgarter here to gang up on Dave Lee. How do you feel about going up against us, buddy?
Dave, this is your chance to bail just in case that doesn't fit into the schedule of your life.
Well, no one knows more about bail than myself. But I will say
Well, Dave, I want to apologize ahead of time for anything that I might say.
I was prepared for that, Dan. But when you said the mind of Jeff Jones, I immediately got scared because I'm not sure what's all up in that mind.
Me neither.
But so far, it's been really good. You know, Chuck, I was just thinking about you and your first couple years in radio and your salary. And for you to hit $100,000 would have taken probably about 15 years or 20 if you'd stayed at that job, right?
I'm telling you, I had to rub up next to somebody else and try to pick their pockets to get that kind of money. I only worked with one guy that ever made big money, and that was Larry Lujack in Chicago. Nobody else was making any money.
But, you needed to start doing boogie checks.
Yeah. Well, Landecker did okay with that. That's true.
Yeah, he sure did.
But, it's good to have you on this year again.
Yeah.
And one of these days, we're going to snag you in studio. I'm telling you, we're coming for you, Dave Lee.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I don't want to ruin everybody's day. I wouldn't want me in studio.
We'd be happy to have you, but thank you for being on the air with us. We are trying to come up with an additional 15,000.
Well, I think even less than that right now, because we've gone up over $100,000. This is... Dave, you could have been here on the best day we've ever seen on the longest day broadcast. Yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah, but I don't want to say that less is more. I want more.
No, we need more.
Yes.
And so does the Alzheimer's Association, because nothing comes to us.
Come on. And here is Dave Lee. And David, I know you've seen a lot of caregiving, and you've been a part of a lot of this. You've watched this world of mental decline through all the different dementias and Alzheimer's over the years, and I'm sure it's touched you as deeply as it's touched us.
Yeah, ironically enough, yesterday I spent some time in Wayzata as we said goodbye to a good longtime friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And his last few years, of course, or last few months, I should say, were, dementia filled and Alzheimer's filled. And so when we started reminiscing, like all of us do, and talked about, remember we did this or we did this and we were in the good old days. And I said, guys, we got to remember that these are the good old days we're right now. Let's not go back and say but the good old days. Let's make these the good old days. We have to take advantage of all of that stuff. And I just admire everybody who's jumping on this, on the bandwagon and helping out. I mean, it doesn't get done without listeners, as you guys know, and it doesn't get done without what you're doing there. But it's just so important. And you keep hoping that, you know, science comes through with some huge breakthroughs, and I know they're working on it, and you expect one day maybe that'll happen, but until it does, we got work to do, and I would say that congrats to the work that you're doing there, though, and I know you'll stay humble, all you guys, and everything that's going on, but it's really neat. There's nothing better when you get a team like you have going, and, you know, if you were running the Vikings, I think you guys could win the Super Bowl for us.
Well, you're part of it too, Dave, and don't sell yourself short. Yep. That's my job.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that'll do that.
Hey, Dave. Dave, this is Ron, your fishing coach.
My hero.
Yes, thank you. And
Ron Shero.
Did I just miss something there?
Yeah.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, I was just going to say Dave was one of my slowest students. He did have a gift of gab, so he could talk a good fishing line, and he's still doing that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice, David Lee.
Well, yeah, Ron and I, we've been friends for a long time, and you know, that friendship might be strained. We're like brothers, I'll say, from a dysfunctional family.
There you go. That works.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Here but I've been up there fishing with Ronnie on Yellow Lake, and I don't know where Dan Hertzgard was that day because I know he knows how to catch a lunker.
He was digging the night crawlers, he was.
Yeah.
I That's all where the we good got him.
Was he looking for snacks? Is that what he was doing?
I was fundraising, if you must know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, Dave, it's great to have you on. And I think of another wonderful broadcaster from WCCO that comes to mind, and that's our dear friend Denny Long, who's a little under the weather today and not able to be with us. But if I ever had a best friend at WCCO for the 20-plus years I was there, it was Denny Long.
Yeah.
I just love him to death. He's such a great fella. And maybe I should donate some money to him.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. He's an A-plus student. He's a great guy. Yeah. Chuck and I were just talking about him the other day. In fact, I just got a text from Denny here just a few minutes ago.
Good.
I'm glad he's feeling just a little better. He's got a ways to go, but pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, just what a great person he is, and just fun. I mean, I don't take it for granted, Dan or Ronnie. I mean, all of us. I don't take it for granted the friendships we've had, the relationships we've had. Mm-hmm. The one thing I really like a lot is, some of us were competitors and we're all buddies and now, and it, not that we weren't then, but I mean, it's really cool. And it's a real blessing, to just know you guys, to be friends with you guys, to be part of this effort. And I just, I'm very thankful today. As I said, prayers of thanks today just for these relationships.
Dave, I just want to throw this in. Joyce Lamont always liked me better than you.
Well,
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, yeah, she wasn't the only girl that seemed to like you better than me. I don't know what that was about, Dan.
Shucks.
Yeah, we had a lot of good people there, a lot of fun working, but it's just, there's a lot of people still going through this, and maybe for the first time, as you talked about earlier, that some of us have experienced it already, but for those who are experiencing right now, you've got a lot of support, a lot of help. And hopefully, again, with what you're doing right there, that there'll be some new innovations and new news. I always look forward to that. And this is a big part of that.
Thank you.
You know, having your voice on, lending your voice these last few years to the broadcast. And here we sit, hoping that we could somehow or other this year get to the plateau of $100,000. And then to have the listeners take us over the top within the last hour. And thank you for being on. And so now we're looking for, John, an additional 15 or so.
We reset the goal and reached out to $115,000. So, Dave, if you could just cut the check, we could wrap this up and head home.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to suggest, John, you climb Don Wallet Mountain, and maybe both of us can do that together.
I'll get back to you on that. Okay.
Now, we should probably throw out the phone number to make sure that it is possible for somebody to generously donate.
What is that phone number?
763-450-0500.
Now, there are a bunch of people back there ready to take the call. We are less than an hour away of saying goodbye.
Yep.
And so we are in those final few moments, and could you help us take a hard, fast run toward that $115,000?
That's all it takes at 763-450-0500. Terry Train is back there for a little bit right now. We're, of course, chatting with Dave Lee on the air. And the rest of us are the support group for Dave this this last few minutes.
Dave Lee, the only guy that could replace Rod Erickson.
Well, that's very kind of you
what
to say.
What a job you did there. Yeah. Incredible.
Undeserved, Dan, but I'm sucking it up like a sponge. I would say that you, if, you know, people shouldn't, you know, it doesn't matter how little or how much you can give. It's just that total accumulation. So if it's very little, don't even think twice about it. That'd be great. So
everybody doing something.
Yep.
Everybody contributing just any buck, $2, $3, you know, whatever you got.
Mm-hmm.
And help us to get to the goal of 115,000 by 3 o'clock this afternoon, John.
That's going
to
take. You know, the thing is, we can't make the phones ring. We just can't. We don't have that power. We can wish it. We can hope it. Yep. We can pray for it.
Yep.
But the only people who can make that phone ring is you. It's in your hands. And if you can call 763-450-0500, can you help us race toward that finish line, get up and over $115,000, which is unheard of on this longest day broadcast? Let's set a precedent and a goal that we've never been able to reach, and something that can help us go up and over for next year too.
Let's break it next year.
Let's do it. I'm all about breaking goals.
It takes all of us to make this happen. Dave, thank you for being on with
sir,
us.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
I thought you were going to say, let's break some rules, and you guys are pretty good at that, so I didn't think that'd be a problem, but we're going to break goals. Break goals. I got to listen carefully.
Yeah. You never listened. That's sort of...
What was that? What was that, Dan?
All right. Thanks, Dave Lee. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah, appreciate what you're doing. Love you guys.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Let's make it, folks. Let's get to that goal, $115,000. Can we do it? Now, we are up and over $100,000, so we don't know what that distance looks like quite yet. But I'm guessing we can get that figured out.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, we're within our last hour.
Yep.
So I think let's at least get as much information as we can.
Let's push.
In fact, Jerry Lee Lewis, I was on a podcast with Dave Lee, and his podcast was talking about the first musical event that you ever attended. And I didn't know he was going to ask me that question. And it was Jerry Lee Lewis and in Glenwood, at the ballroom in Glenwood, Minnesota.
Oh.
And I was backstage watching The Killer.
Yeah.
And now I find out that Hertzgard actually, that you knew him and introduced him. Where was that?
That was at Orchestra Hall, downtown Minneapolis.
Boy, he was a wild man on the piano, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And Eric Clapton was in the second row, I found out later. He was here in our area. So I got to introduce Jerry Lee Lewis. It was really cool.
And Clapton wanted to see Lewis. Wanted to sit through a concert.
He came down from Hazleton treatment center.
Okay.
And wanted to see Jerry Lee Lewis. He'd never seen him before.
Wow. Well, here we are at 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. We are in the final hour of what we are doing to end ALZ. We are doing what we love to do to end ALZ.
Yes, we're. And boy, we've been successful. And I hope we hear from your lovely bride, Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp, pretty soon, too.
She'll be on in a little bit.
Good. I can't wait.
She's eating the dessert that John passed on. That's a dessert, isn't it?
I was going to tell you, put that back. You know, that's mine.
You know, to a mouse, that's a dessert.
I'll give him my final bite.
No, I'm fine.
763-450-0500 while these two battle over who moved the cheese.
Yeah, well, look at John. He is, folks, look at your radios. John has lost weight since I've seen him last year. Yeah. You look very healthy.
Really nice.
You could use another brownie.
No, I said that I've lost my wife and a bag of dog food. So it's 140 pounds I'm down now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
So every time I carry a bag of dog food, I thought, I had that strapped to me?
Ooh.
I mean, seriously, that was big stuff.
I remember many years ago on KS95, Chuck Knapp said some comment that I always remembered. He said, My wife told me to take out the garbage and keep going.
Sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield line.
But yours.
Hey, the number is open right now. We're in our last minutes of our last hour. The number is 763-450-0500. 763-450-0500. We absolutely need to hear from you right now. Again, like we mentioned, we can't make those phones link. We can stare at the phones. Mm-hmm. We can pick them up and practice them, but they don't do anything for us until you connect to them.
Yep.
763-450-0500. 763-450-0500.
Thank you, everybody.
When you're at a track meet, you know, and you're the pole vaulter, and if you make 15 feet, well, then the next time around, they put the bar a little higher.
That's what we want.
So we have reached the goal. We wanted to reach 34,000 for this year, which would take us to 100,000 for the 7 years that we've been doing this broadcast on Bob.
And we made it.
And so now, like high jumping or like pole vaulting, we're going to put it up. We're going to put the bar higher.
That's sweet.
What a great idea.
Oh, is that an okay illustration?
That's a good one. We're all pole vaulters now.
Yeah.
I had Ron stand on my back so we could move it up a little bit higher.
Okay.
I think I should go answer some phone calls.
Well, Ron's going to answer the phone calls. He's standing next to Terry Train.
And if I answer some, I'll offer some fishing tips to go with the donation.
Yeah.
Well,
and
good
if
idea.
If it's a big enough donation, I'll tell him the honest truth about how to catch a deer. That's how that works.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Ron. Before you go.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
that's good.
That is good.
Oh, my God.
It's the least I could do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Get in there and see if you can break $100,000.
I can't because a guy named...
Who is it?
Dan?
Oh, get out of here.
Hertzgard.
You spoiled it.
Sid?
You spoiled my reputation.
Oh, well, you did enough on your own, buddy.
Wait. You had a reputation?
You guys have been friends, Minnesota bound, for too long.
Yes.
Right. All right. 763-450-0500.
What do you think, Jeff?
Hey, I didn't finish the phone number.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off.
What is that number, John?
Not that I'm surly. I'm just tired now.
Okay.
763-450-0500. We're racing to, you know what? That 3 o'clock hour is now just 45 minutes away.
Yep.
Got to get this thing going.
Come on.
And we got to thank everyone who has donated.
Yeah, that'll take 10 minutes right there.
I'll throw a couple more out there since it has been a while. Robert Quinard.
Thank you.
Doug England. George Christ.
Thank you.
Mike Quady. Anonymous.
Thank you.
Lori Drangsvit.
Thank you.
Changing Gates Ministry.
Oh, I love those people.
Tim and Catherine Michael. Thank you for all you do is what they said, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Changing Gates Ministry made more than one.
Take
after them. Call back and double your...
That's a really great group, I'm going to say it out loud. And since this is commercials radio, I can actually say that.
Yeah.
I fully endorse them.
Thank you.
I want to hear Cheryl.
Yeah, let's bring in Cheryl.
All right. We're going to have another report from another memory minute from Cheryl Crowfoot.
Yeah. I had to try to figure out what I wanted to say on the final one. I'm going to talk about two different things. One about offering hope. And the other one, I want to say a little something about learning styles. And I have this theory, and I've actually found some indication that it's being used. If you can determine what the learning style is of the person that you're caregiving to, that will make that easier with their dementia and their Alzheimer's. And I just find it really fascinating. So in other words, you'll get a better idea with some of the learning styles. For instance, one of the learning styles is visual. That visual learners will tend to digest information best when it's presented in a diagram, a chart, graphical format, maybe on TV. So that's one of the styles. Another style is oral, A-U-R-A-L, which means verbal and auditory. Oral learners absorb information best when it's spoken or sung. Another version is read and write. In other words, the read and write learners prefer information that they can read in written format. Another one is kinesthetic, and that's when they combine two of these learning styles. It's usually when they learn best it by touching and doing. And lastly, social learners, that they prefer to learn in groups. And this you can find on the internet. Just pull up learning styles. But my theory is that if you can give instructions or teach someone who has Alzheimer's or any other form of dementia in the learning style that their natural bent happens to be, I think as caregivers we're going to have a lot more success in giving aid to those that for whom that we're caring. So I wanted to throw that out. But the other thing that I'd like to end my portion with is, first of all, thank you for letting me share a little bit of our journey through Alzheimer's, dementia, vascular dementia. My mom had vascular as well. And I can't thank my husband, I can't thank Chuck enough, because none of this was prior to he and I starting a relationship and getting married. So he has seen us through every step of this, the tears that I have cried, the time with both my mom and my dad. And now as we walk through the issues with my sister of her losing it. So I turn to, I personally find hope in Scripture with my Savior, with my Lord. And Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So don't give up hope. It's very sad to get a diagnosis of a loved one and you don't know what to do. But there are a lot of materials, a lot of books out, including one called Undefeated Innocence, which is a cheap plug for the book that I wrote, but it's based in Scripture and about my parents' situations. I'm working on a program for churches and another book. But I just want to read one paragraph from Undefeated Innocence, that God promises to give us comfort as we comfort others, particularly as we advocate for them and help them feel safe amidst a horrifying disease. My mom was rightfully quite scared as this disease overpowered her, and it was scary for me. But God is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
Call 450-0500, area code 763. Doing what you love for ALZ.
Wow. And that is what we're doing, what we love for ALZ. John Engen and the napper and the pastor on Bob FM.
Good morning, after one. My entire life's lived in the morning, so it's always going to be morning.
Well, it's morning somewhere.
I think Jimmy Buffett sang a song about that, right?
No, that's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, 5 a.m. Yeah,
you should work for, that 5 a.m.
So, yeah.
There's two of them?
Is that what I'm hearing? I see someone out in the mountains in Colorado.
I had the deep honor to talk to this man yesterday for a few minutes, and he was rolling through the hills of Wyoming, and then we were reestablishing, then he'd roll away, and then reestablish and roll away, and reestablish and roll away. I think we actually got a partial conversation, and Wayne, how are you?
Well, doing well, and I'm in Loveland, Colorado right now. My wife, Willie, is gathering with her senior citizen kinfolk, and we're remembering when, way back, and thinking about that song that we're just hearing, Remember When. We're here because of people in our families, in our communities, that can't remember when. I remember my stepmom said at one time, "I'm so glad I still have my mind because I have so many memories." But this is about helping people that don't remember, either long-term or short-term, and that just breaks my heart.
Yeah, it's so hard, because I was mentioning earlier today, Wayne, that last night I did a visitation for someone who's in our church, and she is very shortly to be appearing at the Golden Gates. But I was her pastor for 7 years, and she had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
None. Mm. And it just broke my heart. And so she said, I recognize your face, but I don't know you. And I said, I was your favorite pastor. Mm. You always told me that you loved me and you couldn't wait for me to preach. And she said, is that a lie? And I said, absolutely.
Well, you know, that you talk about that. That's another way to help our family members that are going through this is humor. Being able to come in and laugh with them is very therapeutic. And as Cheryl was talking here, I was so touched by Cheryl's testimony. I thought of another way you can reach people that are going through this is music. One of the last things to go is their recognition of music and the songs they remember from their youth and the hymns they used to sing. Somebody that is suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's, you start to sing a hymn and they start singing along. It's an amazing thing.
Every word. They remember every word.
Well, and not only that, but before Cheryl's mom passed, she could still recite the Lord's Prayer.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
You know, and so that's a little different than the music, but it's the Lord's Prayer.
I don't know, it's that stuff that's deep into your heart and into your mind. That stays.
Yep. Good point, Wayne.
But these are ways for the rest of us to connect with our family members that are going through this, whether it's song or praying or scripture, some of the things deeply held from their youth and middle age. Those are some of the last remaining remnants of their memory. And these are bridges that we can use to bridge our way into the lives of these people that have lost so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't thank you enough. It's so much fun to have you back on, I think, for our third year. And while you're out in Loveland, you maybe missed the fact that the listeners of Bob brought us over the top.
I heard that.
And so now we've raised the bar.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So the new goal is 115. And we have like about 35 minutes to make that 15,000 to fruition.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
2:30 seemed a lot farther away at 10 o'clock.
Yes, it did.
And now it just showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you guys put the fun back into fundraising. I have to say, I've been listening. It's been hilarious. Well, and I just want to give a little pitch for this. I was thinking about how we care for the elderly. Remember back in Jesus' day, in the Old Testament, beginning the New Testament, it was very strong that we take care of the elderly, that we take care of our parents. That was part of the culture. That was part of the mindset of the Jewish people. And Jesus grew up in that. And at the time, the religious leaders were giving people an out. They said, if you give money to God, you don't have to take care of your elderly in your family. Remember that?
Yeah.
You confronted them. And they were using this as an escape hatch for not caring for their parents. And Jesus said, that's not right.
No.
You have an obligation to take care of your parents. And it's like he said, giving to your parents takes primary consideration even of giving to God or giving to the church. So I think this experience we're having on the air here for this longest day of the summer is to be able to say, this is a chance for us to obey Jesus' commands to take care of our parents or our future parents, or for you kids to take care of the rest of us that might be going through some of the same symptoms later on. Mm-hmm. Honor your father and your mother that the days may go well with you upon planet Earth.
Yeah, that's the B part of that verse is what a lot of people forget.
Yeah, that right. It does have that wonderful extension that says, if this happens, then this can happen.
Yeah.
Take care of your parents and your life will go well all through your whole life.
That's what the scripture says.
And then you think of all they poured into you, especially when you were 13, you know, when it was really getting ugly, you know, that they didn't set you out in the street.
Hard to handle. Yeah.
And then the reciprocity is to turn around and say, listen, I am going to take with you. I'm going to help you through this.
Yeah. So we have a whole generation going on in America today that has rebelled against this. And it's not right. There's nothing scriptural about it.
Yeah.
But Wayne, thanks for bringing that up, because that is so important.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
We learn to take care of each other. And that's what the listeners have been doing on Bob today in their generous support for Alzheimer's and dementia.
It's been an amazing day, Jeff.
And let's make sure that, you know, we throw that number out again. If that generosity has touched their heart. 763-450-0500.
Wow. We are down to our last 30 minutes. Ooh. That's it. Could you... I remember when I first got into Christian radio, those final hours of our fundraisers always just seemed like maniacal. I mean, there were nuts and the phones were just burning down. It would be cool to do that here.
Yeah.
Where you just can't wait to give. And if it's a $50 gift, $20 gift, let's just burn down that phone zone and make sure that this is covered before we say goodbye at 3 o'clock.
And right now, Ron Shera is in the phone zone.
Terry Train's still down there.
Terry is still there. And you could call and talk to them and ask them a question. And Ron said he'd teach you a thing or two about wetting a line, and that would be good.
And he may even tell you the truth.
And those are Hall of Famers. And we got another Hall of Famer in Wayne Peterson. I mean, from the Religious Broadcasters Hall of Fame, the NRB.
Yeah. Hey, I can't believe the three of us are together on the air. Who would have thought that this day would come? Goes back to the days when the three of us were working mornings on KTIS Live. Well, and what a treat to be back together on the same
microphone. I always think, Wayne, when you and I were working together, we'd do Friday Funnies because it was illegal to laugh on Christian radio back then. So Wayne would come in when I was working KTIS alone and we'd do Friday Funnies. And there was one part that's always stuck in my brain. We were laughing with such hysterics that it was sobbing so hard that I just went to a song because it was so crazy. Oh, it's just good to see you, Wayne.
We put the fun in Christian radio, and then when we invited invited Chuck to join us, I said, come to KTIS and have joy on
the air.
True. And it was a joyful sound days, and it continues today on K-Bob.
Of course, after you got there, Chuck, we had a meeting shortly thereafter and said, what did we just do?
It was like Chuck, John, my office, 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. It was, we talked about that a lot. We'll be down there. Yeah.
Well,
repentance.
You know, we raised funds then by the grace of God and the listeners, and we're doing the same thing today.
The same cause, life and hope and bringing things that are of value. You've got to put your money where your heart is.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those situations where you can do that.
Yeah.
So let me get the number again, 763-450-0500.
And Wayne, thank you for calling in and taking a few minutes out of your schedule in Colorado to be on the broadcast with us. Greet Willie for us and your beautiful wife. And it sounds like you're having a great time with your family members out there.
It's good, and what a great time to be this reunion between the three of us here on the air. And I just want to say, as more and more of our lives, more and more of our families have been touched by this horrible situation, this horrible disease that's hitting us, it brings this closer to our hearts. And that's why I think we're getting the response that we are on the phones today. Our own lives have been touched. We've seen it personally. It makes it really personal. It's not just something in the newspaper. It's something we've experienced in our families, in our lives. And so as we've been hurt, as we've been touched, we address that hurt by giving generously to this cause that help us to prevent this from happening in the future.
Yep.
Thank you for your investment in the future of our families, our parents, all of us.
Yeah. And you set it up just perfectly because the next song is This Is Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the song.
We're digging back into our Christian library, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We have several categories of music, and that's one of them. So, Wayne, thank you very much. God bless.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Wayne. Yep.
Blessings.
Call 450-0500, area code 763. Doing what you love for ALZ.
Have you on the broadcast, and you can tell us a little bit about your connection to Alzheimer's. I believe you have family members that were afflicted with this also.
My first experience with Alzheimer's dementia started when I learned that my grandfather was diagnosed with this condition due to a traumatic brain injury. Later, as a secondary caregiver to my grandfather, for some time, I watched how his dignified life gradually withered away while suffering from some memory loss and day-to-day mood changes and severe depression. I saw a broken family around him due to lack of information and medical resources. Right after that, within a few years, my grandmother also embraced the path of cognitive decline, and very soon it was very difficult to keep up with her quality of life, and she lost her social insights. She her communication styles and strategies changed over time, and it impacted her daily judgments as well. And before I realized, I lost her too.
In the old days, we didn't seem to know much about this, and there probably weren't many resources available, but today, it's unbelievable. Even the live 24/7 hotline where you can get a hold of a dementia and Alzheimer's expert at 800-272-3900. It's a wonderful thing, and I'm sure you have many thoughts about the resources that are available today through the Alzheimer's Association.
I wish I had all of the resources that Alzheimer's Association has to provide, and I thought Alzheimer's must be diagnosed early on so that families could spend quality time with their loved ones. And there are so many ways of preventing Alzheimer's as well. The very first thing is awareness. And then we need to just look at our own lifestyles and see like what are some of the factors you could prevent early on, such as cardiovascular conditions, or just take care of our brain health, or be socially active in the communities, helping others, or doing some work, or pursuing one's hobbies, and probably just doing simple job day-to-day in our day-to-day life. So we need to keep our body healthy and our brain active, and we have to keep our awareness at its greatest height so that we are able to recognize those subtle symptoms that could be really sneaky when it kind of we start experiencing. But then with our knowledge base and awareness, we could definitely mitigate the causes and reduce the risks of dementia.
Well, this has been wonderful to have you on the broadcast and to help us to not only increase awareness of what we're dealing with, but also to fundraise and hopes and prayers for an end to dementia and Alzheimer's, that there would be a breakthrough.
763.
Yep.
450.
Indeed.
0500.
Now, those phones are going to be populated until 3 o'clock.
Yes.
At 3 o'clock, we promised you that we were going to say thank you and goodbye, and then we move back into the broadcast here at Bob FM.
Yep.
But we've got 19 minutes to take a dead run toward 3.
And I'll throw a couple of names out there to say thank you for helping to continue us. They've been calling that number, 763-450-0500. Eleanor Pfaff of Coon Rapids, a frequent donor to the Alzheimer's Association, called in because she heard us talking about him today.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Hoos, $500.
Oh, whoa, thank you. Alan. Good. Thank you. Everyone,
thank you.
Good.
Homegrown artist Gary West, one of the guys we play on here.
I've heard him.
$50.
Whoa.
Lori, she, that's one. Does anybody read Polish?
It ends with SK.
I would imagine the dead look on all of our faces is indicative that we don't.
Swedish, Scandinavian, I got.
Yeah, got him.
I knew a Glazuski.
Oh. Just go with Johnson.
Lori S.
I met Yastrzemski.
Donated $25.
Thank
Kevin
you.
Larson. Bob Mackey in memory of Dale Greenwald. Joe Emerson. Harley Hughes. Gerilyn Flom. Howard Bretzky.
Wow.
Joyce Vagel, Brad McRunnell donated $1,000.
Oh,
and just when we were listening to that last this interview with Jayanti, Mara came and said, we have somebody on the phone. They're donating $1,000 right now. And
wow.
Who is it? Can you
say? Thank you.
They would like to remain anonymous, and I'm okay with that.
Of course. Man. But thank you. You're pushing us ever closer to that $115,000. Now, again, that's a reset goal.
Yeah.
But when we saw, and I'm going to say it because I'm a man of faith, when I saw what God was doing here, we just thought, okay, God, we're going to keep rolling. We're just going to keep
it. That's
because
it.
There's no end to the need. That's the point. Yep. Our goal was self-imposed, but there's no end to the need. And if you can give, let's get as deep into this as we possibly can. It's 763-450-0500.
And he's not going to say anything, but I want to thank Ron Sheriff standing next to you for your contribution.
Oh,
he dug into his
did.
Pocket
he
as
did.
Well.
He dug in.
And not only donating his time, but also putting some cash on the line for a cure, certainly for the research and for the awareness of dementia, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
All of that. Ron, thank you.
Well, plus, I think he's giving us the pocket full of sinkers
he
came with.
I had Hertzgard's credit card number.
Oh!
Thank you, Dan Hertzgard, for your
gift. That was my library card.
Is Hertzgard still using that stolen credit card?
So 17 minutes is all we have left, folks.
That's it. And can you call? Can you make that final push, the hardest push we've had? Now, we've had some pretty good moments down there. But if you could keep pushing us and pushing us till 3 o'clock, we're going to say goodbye. That's our promise. 763-450-0500.
Terry Train is taking calls back there, by the way. You can say hi to her.
Wow. And Mac, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
I'm
always, always
every
happy.
Year.
Every year. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I think you get your 7-year pin.
It's an honor. My 7-year medallion. You know, hi, Mac. Mac.
I work for Alzheimer's Association.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, Mac.
Well, I know that Terry's got pictures to take, and you maybe should go back and extract her from the volunteer's phone answering chair and escort her to her car.
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. We should probably, if we can, at least say thank you to her one more time as well.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
I'll go get her. And get
her. Bring her in.
Bring her in. There's no need for
her. Yes. just 15 minutes. Okay, please do.
Well,
yes, well,
as always,
thank you, Dan.
God bless all you guys.
Yep, hurts.
What Ron said about, Ron Shera said about you, Chuck, I ditto. I repeat. Well, and if folks missed it, I could go through it all over again.
But I like, give that to Jeff, and above all else, give it to the Lord.
You bet.
Working God through bless. Us. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Cheryl.
Hmm.
You're the best.
There you go.
Keep on kicking.
Yeah. She's the inspiration for...
Yeah, it really started in her heart.
It's her family. Really do that, Crowfoot family from Coon Rapids are the inspiration for this.
So we got 14 minutes left.
Okay.
763.
Yep.
450.
Yep.
0500. I did get somebody that called in and is donating. Hi from Butch in Savage that used to work for you guys.
Hi, Butch.
Oh, Butch.
Butch.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Butch.
Yeah, I remember Butch. Hi, Butch.
Is that a guy or a gal?
Depends on
I don't remember.
Depends on what motorcycle they're riding.
I'm not touching that line. I'll tell you that.
But,
I am touched, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I am deeply touched by all of you and the listeners. And I sincerely mean that. Again, I was the one that got the
one. Come on.
I cracked the $100,000 mark.
Would the sergeant at arms please remove this man from
thank you, Dan.
From the chambers.
God bless you, buddy.
We're down to 13 minutes. Yep. We are down to 13 minutes. Could you call and say, I want to help you guys finish strong? Who's going to be in that final club of people who push us even closer to $115,000? 763-450-0500. 763-450-0500.
You just have a few more minutes now. You can also donate online.
Yeah, you can do that.
So I suppose I'll throw this out there. As you just mentioned, that you can donate online. Now, once we are done with this, it'll take me a few minutes to chop it up into a podcast and put it up on the web. But you're still going to be able to donate online.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to close. We're just talking about the phone lines. We're going to be done at 3 o'clock, but if you're driving right now, you don't have your phone, you don't want to be making a phone call, when you get home, you can go to mybobcountry.com. You can still click through and donate.
Okay, we've got an
Here's Michelle from Dunn Brothers. Elk River.
Coffee shop.
Yeah. $250.
Nice.
$250.
Awesome. Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Every bite counts.
I'm telling you.
Every bite counts.
We're trying to get to $115,000 in the next 12 minutes.
Mel Mettler gave $25. Bill Lancina gave $50. Todd Mitchell, in honor of his mother, Eileen, memory care in St. Paul, and his wife, Carrie, who may be in the early stages. He donated $108. Oh,
thank you.
Have to be getting close, folks.
You know what's interesting about it? I would love to see if we could get a survey somehow, and I don't know that it's possible, to see of those of you who have been so generous to give, and how many of you actually have a story behind that has to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know that there's an emotion involved that says, I got to help, I've got to move forward, I've got to get something done. Because I know I've got that story, and Chuck's got that story. I mean, we've had it there.
I don't know if I've actually shared it during this. I'm doing it for Joy and Linwood Beck. Now, when I was a teenager, they were basically my adopted grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Mine lived pretty far away, but we drove this couple to church every Sunday. And we saw them almost as often as anybody else in our lives. They were at every major event during our lives, whether it was graduations, weddings, Eagle Scout inductions. And I didn't even know it at the time because I didn't know what Alzheimer's was, that Linwood was going through this.
Oh my.
And that was the entire reason why they had moved down. And to know that Joy was slowly losing her husband of nearly 60 years. And like Barbara was talking about trying to get rid of the stigma. I mean, she would be embarrassed when something would happen where you could tell that he was gone. And I, looking back, feel so terrible that she felt that way.
Yeah.
It was not like he chose to do those things.
Right.
And so because they were such a big part of my life, I wanted to continue doing this.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important to remember, too, and I remember talking to my father-in-law about this. Remember, as much as the caretaker wishes they didn't go through this, those going through it wish the same. In those more lucid moments when they understand it, they don't want this. They don't want this. They want life the way it's been up to this point. So your heart, your sympathy, your grace, your patience has got to be multifold poured into their lives because they're not saying, no one would stand up and volunteer. So let's get a fix. Let's do what we can do to do it. And the Alzheimer's Association has done a fantastic job in aiding to the research and the resources that are going through. I'm just going to throw it out. Let's give the number again. It's a 763. Yeah, go ahead.
450.
Mm-hmm. You call now.
0500.
Let's
just
do it.
Just like you're talking about. You know, my kids were kind of asking what was going on today.
Yeah.
Because we were doing differently. We had to leave earlier. And I told them, you know, we're doing a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. And Floyd, my 8-year-old, asked, okay, what's that? And I said, well, hopefully you never have to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you mentioned we all have perhaps a connection to it, I started thinking back myself. Nothing definitive in the near family. Sadly, both my mother and father died in their 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. So, but I do have a close friend that I... former colleague at the Star Tribune in those days who is showing these signs. Mm. And it's awkward for some, like a novice, amateur as we are, to really understand it, but his memory is real good for long-term what happened a long time ago, but nothing had happened a couple hours ago.
Yep. Yeah, right.
It's sad to watch. His wife is handling this, but like you mentioned, this is a lot of stress on her, too.
Yep. Let's do one more song.
Yep. Sneak
and,
one in.
And then we'll come back and do some thank yous.
Amen.
And we will say that's it.
Yep.
But before we do, the phone number is
763-450-0500. 763-450-0500. Or you can donate online at mybobcountry.com if you're feeling so inclined.
Willie Nelson.
Well, hello there.
Wrap on all of this right now, but Terry, you've been on the phone. Tell us what you heard.
A lot of really emotional phone calls. A lot of people out there that are caregivers that it's probably maybe even harder to be a caregiver. And I just talked to a guy that he said, "Oh, your dad always requested me to umpire games and it." His dad was an engineer at the station you guys were at, and his name is Dave Malley, and his sister is Diane Moselle, and she has Alzheimer's, and so we just want to give a shout out to this family, and his brother played for the Gophers, the husband of Diane.
Okay.
And he played for George Siebert.
Yeah, Siebert
so,
Field.
Yeah, Siebert yeah. Field. So kind of a lot of connections there.
Yeah, and Don Malley, we worked with him.
Sweetest guy.
Just really a neat guy.
I believe it because
his
son just...
Yeah, his forehead went all the way down to the back of his neck.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Just absolutely
He was of the long face.
So thank you. Thank you for that report.
Thank you, and we had another $1,000 donation, but she wanted to remain anonymous, and she has three family members that have it. And so, yeah, a lot of... lot.
So there's a lot of good people out there.
You guys are doing amazing work. I mean, just it's the listeners that really are doing it all. But you guys are bringing all this awareness, and it's wonderful.
Thank you for being
here. It really hits you when you answer those phones. You know, it's all fun and games in here, but you answer those phones and it's,
763-450.
That's about it.
0500. There's still time. And again, you can still donate at mybobcountry.com. Even if you're listening to this as a podcast later on, you can still donate. So please feel free. Any dollar amount makes a difference.
Well, you have some thank yous that you want to,
I definitely want to say, I've got a couple more thanks to say for Troy from Jordan. He donated $106 in honor of Cannon from WCCO. I'm also going to have to say thank you to Charlie Kutek, who donated $100. Dustin Waters, $100. Pat Strobler. Bill and Cena. I think I'm starting to repeat myself with some of these.
Oh, yeah, Pat went to, she was taught by my dad in high school. She used to be an Utch.
Oh,
but, so we had some nice conversations back there.
But I know you've got a list of people to thank, but I want to make sure that I thank Megan Lyons from here at the station and Lori for answering phones, helping me go first and running around when I was kind of planted here in the studios. So thank you so much to them for helping out with everything. Thank you for Jimmy John's for giving us lunch.
They just delivered that for free?
Yes, the Jimmy John's in Anoka, right there on Main Street.
Wow.
Thank you.
How nice is that?
Yeah, phenomenal. I can't thank them enough. And Brad Clark for helping to arrange that as well.
Don't thank him. No way.
Do we say thank you?
Well, I've got a whole long list here.
Well, he's got quite the list.
Yeah, that starts with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and also the Bob Ownership. There you are, John. The Carpenter Family and Management, and Jeff Jones.
Yes.
An amazing Jeff. He is the longest day in Alzheimer's producer. This is the guy that gets it done. Great on-air talent, and may I say a future Hall of Famer.
He said you have really helped him, Chuck.
Yeah, I feel about he is something else. And, of course, Maura has been here. She's the fundraising manager. She's here. Mara Studer is here every year. And we have so many others. Molly has been here this year for the first time. Molly McMillan, and done a great job for us. And Alicia and Barbara and Gianti and Canada. And then we had Dr. Ron Peterson from the Mayo that was on, and Maureen Martin, Mrs. Minnesota America 2026. And of course, for some special financial lifting, Steve, you talked about Steve Altman earlier.
And I'll make sure that I throw in there again, Stacy and Tia from the JB Group, the home of No Name Meats, that were giving that $5,000 match as well.
Wow. And the first year sponsor for us, No Name Steaks, that we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
And some of the coolest, talented radio and television people.
Well, and the most important person of all you've forgotten to mention, Megan. Well, in the office.
That's right.
I said thank you to Megan.
So yes, Paul Douglas, Kathy Werzer, Carla Holt, Belinda Jensen, Mac.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dan Hertzgard, Susie Jones, Ron, Jay Philpott.
Thank you.
Dave Lee. And, of course, we had thoughts for Denny Long and prayers for him. Oh. Terry, Wayne Peterson, Charlie Brown for the creative genius that he is. Chuck Knapp Radio Company, Regifted Grace Ministry, LLC. An inspiration to Alzheimer's dementia, the caregivers fundraiser. Here is the author, Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp, and the inspiration, her family from Coon Rapids, for donating and having Alzheimer's as a big part of this radio broadcast that John and I started 7 years ago. And so I can't thank you enough as my partner in crime for all that you do. It's never the same. So come up and say goodbye. Don't be afraid. No, don't be shy.
One of the joys of my life was being introduced to Chuck back in 98. Well, I knew Chuck back then. Yeah. I mean, when I went to Brown Institute, we'd listen to Knapp and Donuts just to figure out how to do radio.
I better apologize or ask for forgiveness.
So, but then Wayne Peterson was just on, and Wayne was the one who made the first office for Chuck to come on KTIS. That was the first act I made as the manager, was to hire Chuck.
So,
And so that was 1998. So you think of all these years he and I've walked this path of radio, and he has been a constant companion and honestly a man that I've learned more radio from in my life.
So would you close us in a prayer?
Yeah. Well, Lord, we just can't thank you enough. My goodness gracious, what did you just do here? We are so overwhelmed by your hand of supply and that you gave us the nod again that you are behind these things, because we know your passion for your creation, for your people. And when people come together to help people, you're right there. Mm. You're in the middle of it all. Mm. Lord, we don't have to deal with any sort of thing that separates us. The one thing that brought us together today was to help people and families. Mm. So all we can do is say, wow, and thank you.
Thank you.
And we are honored to be your servants today in the name of our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks amen, to all amen. The listeners of Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Happy trails.